Hello, BKFK listeners. Let's find out who the superstars are on this week's story.
My name is Russell. I'm 11 years old. I'm from Hong Kong, and I like reading.
I am Micah. I am 7 years old. I am from Indiana, and I really like space.
Hello, I'm Scarlett, and I'm 9 years old. I live in Hong Kong, and my favorite thing is dancing and playing drums.
Well done, guys. You're amazing. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Giants and the Shepherd. There was once upon a time a poor boy who had neither father nor mother. He was a shepherd, which meant that he looked after sheep. Day and night he spent out in the open fields, and only when it was very wet and stormy did he take shelter in a little hut on the edge of a big forest. Now one night, when he was sitting on the grass beside his flocks, he heard not very far from him the sound of someone crying. He rose up and followed the direction of the noise. To his astonishment, he found a giant lying at the entrance of the forest. He was about to run off as fast as his legs could carry him when the giant called out,
"Don't be afraid, I won't harm you. I will reward you handsomely if you will bind up my foot. I heard it when I was trying to uproot an old oak tree."
The shepherd took off his shirt and bound up the giant's wounded foot with it. Then the giant rose up and said,
"Now come and I will reward you. We are going to celebrate a marriage today, and I promise you we shall have plenty of fun. Come and enjoy yourself. But maybe it's best if my brothers and sisters don't see you. Here, put this spell around your waist, and then you'll be invisible."
With these words, he handed the shepherd a belt, and walking on in front, he led him to a fountain where hundreds of giants and giantesses were assembled, preparing to hold a wedding. They danced and played different games till midnight. Then one of the giants tore up a plant by its roots, and all the giants and giantesses made themselves so thin that they disappeared into the earth through the hole made by the uprooting of the plant. The wounded giant remained behind to the end and called out,
"Shepherd, where are you?"
"Here I am, close to you,"
was the reply.
"Hold on to me,"
said the giant,
"so that you may come with us underground."
The shepherd did as he was told, and before he could have believed it possible, he found himself in a big hall where even the walls were made of pure gold. Then, to his astonishment, he saw that the hall was furnished with tables and chairs that belonged to the wounded giant. In a few minutes, they all began to eat and drink. The banquet was a very gorgeous one, and the poor boy ate and drank with delight. When he had eaten and drunk as much as he could, he thought to himself,
"Why shouldn't I put a loaf of bread in my pocket? I shall be happy about it tomorrow."
So he seized a loaf when no one was looking and stowed it away under his shirt. No sooner had he done so, the wounded giant limped up to him and whispered softly,
"Shepherd, where are you?"
"Here I am,"
replied the boy.
"Hold on to me, so that I may lead you up above again."
The shepherd held on to the giant, and in a few moments he found himself on the earth once more, but the giant had vanished. The shepherd returned to his sheep and took off the invisible belt, which he hid carefully in his bag. The next morning, the lad felt hungry. and thought he would cut off a piece of the loaf he had carried away from the giant's wedding feast and eat it. But although he tried with all his might, he couldn't cut off the smallest piece. Then in despair, he bit the loaf and was astonished when a piece of gold fell out of his mouth and rolled at his feet. He bit the bread a second and third time, and each time a piece of gold fell out of his mouth, but the bread remained untouched. The shepherd was delighted about his stroke of luck, and hiding the magic loaf in his bag, he hurried off to the nearest village to buy himself something to eat, and then returned to his sheep. Now the old man whose sheep the shepherd looked after had a very lovely daughter who always smiled and nodded to the youth when she walked with her father in the fields. For a long time, the shepherd had made up his mind to prepare a surprise for her on her birthday. So when the day approached, he put on his invisible belt, took a sack of gold pieces with him, and slipping into her room in the middle of the night, he placed the bag of gold beside her bed and returned to his sheep. The girl was overjoyed, and so were her parents the next day when they found the sack full of gold pieces. The shepherd was so pleased to think what pleasure he had given that the next night he placed another bag of gold beside the girl's bed. And this he continued to do for 7 nights. And the girl and her parents made up their minds that it must be a good fairy who brought the gold every night. But one night they determined to watch and see from their hiding place who the bringer of the sack of gold really was. On the 8th night, a fearful storm of wind and rain came on while the shepherd was on his way to bring the beautiful girl another bag of gold. Then for the first time he noticed, just as he reached the old man's house, that he had forgotten the belt which made him invisible. He didn't like the idea of going back to his hut in the wind and wet, so he just stepped as he was into the girl's room, laid the sack of gold beside her, and was turning to leave the room when the old man confronted him and said,
"You young rogue, so you are going to steal that gold that a good fairy brings every night, were you?"
The shepherd was so shocked by his words that he stood trembling before him and did not dare to explain his presence. Then the old man spoke,
"As you have always behaved well in my service, I will not send you to prison, but leave your place instantly."
So the shepherd went back to his hut, and taking his loaf and belt with him, he went to the nearest town. There he bought himself some fine clothes and a beautiful coach with 4 horses and drove back to the old man. You may imagine how astonished he was to see his shepherd returning to him in this manner. When the young man told him of the piece of good luck that had befallen him, the old man laughed. The shepherd was welcomed into their family, and they lived in peace and happiness to the end of their lives.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.